Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, September 12th of 2022. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live, and it is great to be with you on this day after 9/11. Now, about that, there were a couple of certain people who were on Twitter, not on my Twitter or anything, but like different people who were like, one was like a senator, Democrat senator from another state. What they were saying basically was, they were basically saying, well, you know, what happened on January 6th, they were basically saying that what happened, the events that happened on January 6th were worse than 9/11. To that I go, huh? No, it wasn't. Now, there were people there on January 6th that shouldn't have been there. People from the left. They were the ones that were in the wrong. Because that was totally takeover by plan. That was planned from Antifa. And now, come on. It was 9/11 that was much worse. Why? Because, in terms of loss of life, you know, you had over 3,000 people dead, those airplane, those crashes. I'm not going to get into all that. All I want to say to this is, you know, folks, be careful who you listen to. Please. Please be careful who you listen to. And when it becomes November, let me tell you something. If I'm a Christian in the United States of America, a God-fearing Christian, if I were you, I would not stay home on November 8th. On November 8th, I would make sure that I get out there and vote. And vote Christian. Vote based on what you believe. Vote based on how a Christian should vote. Based on, you know, the different issues that are there before you on the ballot. Vote for candidates who best support that. So that's why it's so important that you get out there and vote. You say, well, what happened last time in 2020 with the fraud and what happened there? I'm not sure that I want to vote again. Well, the plan of the left, you know, those who, you know, that's the plan, is to try to keep people from voting, try to keep people from voting. They say it's about voter access. trying to make it easy for people to vote. Oh, is it? And with the mail-in voting, there was flaws. Lots of them. So they don't want you to vote in person. Pardon you. I'd be out there on election day, November 8th, voting in purpose. I mean, in person, voting for what I believe in. And I'll be out there as a good Christian man. I'll go out there to my polling place and cast my ballot. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, whom are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, if they would seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, the Lord said, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. That's what God said. And I know something. God is not done with America yet. Now, also, Queen Elizabeth died. And about Queen Elizabeth's death, I don't get why so many people around the world were so fascinated by Queen Elizabeth. Died in old age, she lived a pretty good life, I understand, but the way I see it, didn't affect me any, so I didn't necessarily focus on it. I didn't necessarily what I will say is I pray she was right with God, and but if I were you, I would not be getting into that, this whole, you know, I don't do human worship. I do not do human worship in any way, shape, or form. So you do what you will. So that's just a little bit of my take on what has been going on lately, because you know, sometimes I feel like it's just a good idea to kind of take a few minutes and kind of let you know about, you know, what's going on. But we all know prayer works, and so, so that's something that I am thankful for. All right. So, football season is officially in full swing as of now. We've had all three levels of football, all three major levels, as far as, you know, high school and amateur, high school, and then college, and then as of now, pro. And we'll say, you know, You know, the first level at which these football players are ultimately and truly looked at, like by scouts, is high school. Did you know that 97%, they say that 97% of, they say that 97% of high school football athletes will not play again in college or the pros.
97?
Yeah. So it's a very low percentage that end up hitting it to college.
Wow.
Because at least at varsity, they have a chance. You know, but then, you know, college and pro. You know, that's a big deal when they make it, because an example of this is Andrew Wiley. And
he's my cousin, Rivers.
Yeah, what? How do you know Andrew?
My stepmom is a Wiley, and that's her cousin's son.
And you still knew nothing about football.
I know, isn't that funny?
Ah!
Yeah.
And there he is, playing on the Chiefs.
Yeah, I've seen him play, too.
At, where did you see him? Where did you go?
Arizona at Cardinal Stadium.
And they won.
Yeah.
Well, I got the pleasure of seeing him play for a couple of years at the stadium across the street from my house.
Awesome.
And I never got to meet him in person or anything like that, but I thought that was cool. And also Andrew Maxwell, who was quarterback of Michigan State for a couple of years, he was on the Midland High football team from 05 to 08.
Was he?
Yeah, well, I was a student there, and he was. And I remember one night, homecoming of 08, he came up to me and hugged me. And he remembered me by name, and you know, I thought that was cool. And he was like, "Yeah, this certain opponent will beat him, guaranteed, if we play him in the playoffs." And and sure enough, we did.
Yeah,
because that was our only regular season loss in that particular season, and so I just thought that was. Really cool thing. So it's really neat when you have these certain athletes make it into the college of pros. Even if you like Mark Ingram, even who was well-known running back in for the Saints for a while, we had the pleasure of playing him in our house when I was a junior. We only let him have like 10 yards, even though they beat us. He was playing in Flint. He was playing at a school in Flint. He became a Heisman Trophy winner a couple years later at Alabama. Then he went to the Saints and made a good name for himself. So yes, I've seen some athletes come through there. Now, Lamar Woodley, he would have been before my time, but obviously he had a place there because he played for Saginaw High. But as I said, that was before I started going to these games. So that's kind of what I like about these high school games you never know when you're going to have an up-and-coming that years later will go on and do big things in the majors or even at, you know, a school like Michigan or Alabama or, you know, wherever they choose to go. Maybe even if they're from here in Michigan, maybe they decide to be a Buckeye. Why they would want to do that, I don't know. But it's up to them. And as I've told you before, I am one of those people who do love that team to the south. I truly do. And I know most people from Michigan would be like, "Well, Miracle Man, what do you mean?" And I'd be like, "Well, I do."
I do.
And they are one of the top football programs in America. And so that is a pretty cool thing. So we'll have more football coming up. Like as far as scores and that coming for you in a while at the end with football, with of course Football Central, which I do proudly do on Monday and Wednesday nights. About that, I want to mention something to you really quick. What that is I have a conference, my church this week, specifically the Ministry of Helps Conference, and it's a conference about the Ministry of Helps. God has called every Christian to the Ministry of Helps. You're not necessarily called to preach. If you're not called to be a pulpiteer, then you've been called to be a lay person. Maybe you've been called to sing, to be a singer, maybe you've been called to be in the band. Maybe you were called to, be an usher. Maybe you were, maybe you were called to be a children's church teacher, worker. But, and that's what this conference coming up is about, the Ministry of Helps. And I believe we are workers together with the Lord, not for the Lord, with the Lord. And so that conference will be going on this week. I plan to do maybe a short show each night at like 5 o'clock, but it'll only run for like a half hour or so. And then after that, I'll be heading to the, getting ready to go to the conference. And then, of course, next week when I come back, I'll be giving you some nuggets. Try to give you some nuggets from it, to what was said, what was preached on, because we have been called by God. And I honestly believe that. So, that's a little bit of an announcement. I had thought about, just not doing it tomorrow night, but then I thought about it and I was like, well, last Monday I didn't do one. So in my mind I was like, well, I really think that I should do one at the very least one of the two nights. And then, of course, after that, we'll be back to normal for a while. And so there's that. I was just checking the clock, because, I try to stay to a certain schedule you know, close to it, especially because I have some things that, and by thing, I mean, you know, content to get to. So real quick, I want to remind you about the normal announcements that I always give you. And the first amount I want to announcement that I want to give to you is about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been, and chronologically gives out, you know, the different, you know, maybe not always in, maybe not, I'm sorry, chronological order, but it chronicles the miracles of my life, what God has done. What exactly did Jesus do for me? And it, you know, gives the chronicles about that. And I've been through a lot, but, you know, God's on my side for me. And, you know, when God is on your side, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible. One of the things I love about that state that to the south of us is that slogan, with God, all things are possible. And I think that is a cool thing, that the fact that that's a Bible verse and they have it like as one of their main big slogans is, with God, all things are possible. And I think that that is an awesome thing that they have it. But you can go online to the website, Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about how you can get that book into your hands. Because let me tell you, it is a great book. When you read it, it should increase your faith. It should really be an encouragement to you. And I pray that it will be an encouragement to you. Now, the other thing I want to tell you about is the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. If you've been blessed by this program, I pray you have been. And let me tell you, we have people tuning in from all the different continents. Just great to have you tuning in. It's been wonderful. And I just thank God for all of you. Keep tuning in. And the best, you can go online to paypal.com to sow a seed into the program. And when you get onto the website, you know, in the search bar, you can type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Last name, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, please, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. So I would like you to please make a note of that, if you would, kindly. The other thing I would like to remind you of is that there is that the first I on Rivers, yes, and Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please make a note of that. And the verse I want to sow into your life is where it says, give and it shall be given unto you. Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Not fast and it shall be given unto you. Not tithe and it shall be given unto you. Give and it shall be given unto you. Press down. Shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom, for with whatsoever you measure you give shall be given unto you. And please note, when I sow seed, whenever I get notification that seed's been sown, I always pray over that seed. And I really mean it. All right, folks. I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick, and I will be back in... No, let me rephrase. I'm going to go take a quick... It'll be a quick station ID. I'll be right back, and we will get into some music, and then we'll get into the word of the Lord and just continue on into the evening.
Are you okay? Did you hit your head?
What?
Did you hit your head?
Yeah, on the door.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Are you growing a unicorn?
What do you mean?
Like a unicorn cob out of your head now.
What?
I know, but
whenever someone asks like something like that, I can't just be like, okay, like I have to ask the question. Because if they ask the question, it's called the gotta get them going somehow. So you can't just be so like, don't worry, folks, I don't have a unicorn.
Okay. You don't have a unicorn horn?
What's a... No, I don't. I think the only thing that would be good for if it had any uses would be for like a football game.
Okay.
Maybe to like mic the football players or to mic up the band. Especially those way down front bottom of the bleachers. You know exactly who I mean when I say that too, don't you? Because you know why, right? More vibration. You had a feeling, didn't you? And then if it's heavy enough, it can make it shake. If it's heavy enough, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can it actually turn red if it's loud enough, or was someone just teasing? Because it can't go red. Otherwise, invasion probably would have. Because I used to say that maybe because the idea that speakers could bleed, but by the way, that thing of speakers can bleed, that's just a myth. That's not real. Because they don't bleed, but sometimes like air comes out, like from like, all right, seriously now. It's good to
be back with you and when I get into a couple of songs and then get into the word of the Lord for this evening. What's down there? What are you doing with it? What are you going to do with it?
Probably put it in the bathroom down there.
What do you mean you're going to take laundry to the bathroom?
I'm going to actually wash it.
Oh! Okay. As you say. All righty.
We'll be right back.
Yes. All righty. But and honestly, though, I want to sing a couple songs. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. 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 God of Jacob, the great I am, the God of David, Son of Man, roar, roar, thunder, the God of all wonder. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. 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 Prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, O valley. Be raised up, O mountain, be made low, O valley. Be raised up, O mountain, be made low, O valley. Be raised up, O mountain, be made low, O valley. Be raised up, O mountain, be made low, O valley. Be raised up, O mountain, be made low, O valley. Be raised up, O mountain, be made low. Prepare the way, prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Roar. Hail, Lion of Judah, let the lions roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lions roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lions roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lions roar. Roar, roar, roar. Prepare the way, prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. We raise up. Oh, that mountain, be made low. Oh, valley, Be raised up, O mountain. Be made low, O valley. Be raised up, O mountain. Be made low, O valley. Be raised up, O mountain. Be made low. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm calling on the God of Jacob, who made the rain. I know that you will keep your covenant. I'm calling on the God of Moses, whose hand opened up the ocean. I'm asking you to do the same thing for me. Yes, I am. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. For a rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. I'm calling on the God of Mary, whose favor rests upon the lonely. I'm ready to do the same thing for. I'm calling on the God of David, who made a shepherd boy courageous. I may not face Goliath, but I've got my own giants. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness, on your faithfulness. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. You heard your children now. Then God, hear your children now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You answered prayers back then. God, you will answer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were a healer then. You are a healer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You moved in power then. God, move in power now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were providing then. You are providing now. You are the same God. You are the same God. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. how I need you now. Oh, Rock of Ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness, yes. Oh, God, my God, I need you. Oh, God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh, Rock of Ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Oh, Lord. You heal the lepers. You are a healer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were a savior then. You are a savior now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were providing then. You are providing now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You moved in power then. God moved in power now. You are the same God. You are the same God. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh, Rock of Ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Oh, God, my God, I need you. Oh, God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh, Rock of Ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are faithful, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that you are with us. Right now, you are the same God. You are the same God who healed, delivered, set people free in the days of the Bible. Thank you that you are still doing those same things right here, right now. You're the same God. We don't need a new God. We don't have a new God. You're the same God. Thank you that you are moving on our behalf right now. In our lands, in our countries, in these people that are tuned in tonight, wherever they may be tuning in, however they're tuning in, however they found out about this broadcast. Thank you, Lord God, that you are moving in our midst right now. For you, Lord God, know what we have need of in our lives, even when we don't. When I don't know what these people need, but you know what these people need. Thank you that you're healing their bodies. You're healing their minds. You know, those who have prodigal children, those children are coming home. And I just thank you for the things that you are doing right now. For the fact that you are moving in our midst. Because I know that you know what we have need of in our lives. Thank you for this time in the Word tonight. That these listeners have ears to hear the Word. And to receive. That they will receive whatever it is that you have for them tonight as we study your word for a few moments. And now I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly, I thank you for huge amounts of souls coming into your kingdom, Lord, as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Now, before I open my Bible, I'm about to open the Word of God, but I want to encourage you, please, 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 oh, 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 please, please, do something for me. What I want you to do for me is, whatever I do for the next little bit, you do along. If I sing again, you sing. I pray, you pray. You know, as I open the Bible, why not study the Word of God with me and not just sit at home and just be a spectator? Get what you can out of this. Get what God has for you tonight. Tonight's your night. And I want to encourage you, open the Word with us. That being said, go with me, please, if you would, to the book of Joel. Praise God, the book of Joel. And we'll see what all it has in store for us. Joel 1, verse 1. The word of the Lord came to Joel, son of Pethuel. Hear this, you elders. Listen, all who live in the land. Has anything like this ever happened in your days or in the days of your forefathers? Tell it to your children. Let your children tell it to their children. In other words, your grandchildren will find out about it. And their children to the next generation. What the locusts, the great locusts have eaten, what the great locusts have left, the young locusts have eaten, what the young locusts have left, all the locusts have eaten. Wake up, you drunkards, and weep. Wail, all you drinkers of wine. Wail because of the new wine, for it has been snatched from your lips. A nation has invaded my land, powerful and without number. It has the teeth of a lion, fangs of a lioness. It has laid waste my vines and ruined my fig trees. It has stripped off their bark and thrown it away, leaving their branches white. Mourn like a virgin in sackcloth, leaving the husband of her youth. Offerings and drink offerings are cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests are in mourning, those who minister before the Lord. The fields are ruined. The ground is dried up. The grain is destroyed. The new wine is dried up. But oil fails. And then it says, it's for your farmers as well. Go down to 13. 1:13, a call to repentance. Put on sackcloth, O priests, and mourn, wail, you minister before the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, and who minister before my God. For the grain offerings and drink offerings are withheld from the house of your God. Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Solemn assembly, that is. Call a solemn assembly. Summon the elders and all who live in the land to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord. Alas, for that day, for the day of the Lord is near. It will come like destruction from the Almighty. Has not the food been cut off before your very eyes? Joy and gladness from the house of our God. The seeds are shriveled, the clods. The storehouses are in ruins. Their granaries have been broken down. The grain has dried up. How the cattle moan. The herds mill about because they have no pasture. Even the flocks of sheep are suffering. To you, O Lord, I call. For fire has devoured the open pastures. The flashes have burned up all the trees of the field. Even the wild animals pant for you. The streams of water have dried up, and fire has devoured the open pastures. In verse 1, chapter 2, it says, blow ye a trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. On my holy hill. Pause. In my city here, on the first Saturday of every month, they have sirens on poles. We have a siren real close to my house, real close to the end of the high school, as and sirens on poles in like some of the parks around town. Oh, and some of you think that siren is for Christmas, right? Brittany, when they set off those sirens, you know, isn't that for Christmas? Those sirens that they sound here in Midland when they do the test runs, isn't that for Christmas? Oh, wait, that's my point. Folks, that siren's not for Christmas. No, honestly, I did that to be funny. I should have said, folks, that siren is not for Christmas. It's for when, you know.
First Saturday of every month?
Yeah, and it's and it doesn't go off on the 25th of December. But honestly, that's for when a real emergency happens. You know what to do. Like if there's a tornado warning or something, you know, go to the basement. If there's this, you do this. If there's chemical thing, you know, because we're in Chemical City here. You know, and that's, you know, what to do. But what? Sirens right now, but those are different. That's fire truck. That's a fire truck. But I was talking about, nonetheless, back to the Bible. Now, I'll pause. Blow your trumpet and Zion, sound the alarm. My holy mountain. Let all who live in the land tremble. For the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. Darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, like dawn spreading across the mountains. A large and mighty army comes, such as never was of old, nor ever will be in ages to come. So what you see here, it says, it's referring to folks were in the last of the last days, you see. And, you know, the events, you know, we have never been this close to Armageddon as we are right now. Countries are lined up. There's really not really anything really too much that has to happen at all before the rapture happens. And the alarm is going off. The alarm is going off on the Mount of Zion. Now, we don't hear the alarm with our own ears the way we do, like, a siren or, you know, different alarms that are trying to alert us. But if I were you, I'd be on alert. Now, I don't mean, like, you know, don't live life, don't make any plans for the future at all, at all, at all. Now, my pastor told this story once recently where, you know, pastor was teaching on the last days, you know, about in the last days and that. This teenager goes up to my pastor afterwards and be like, well, pastor, I know we're in the last days, but, well, pastor, I worry that, you know, what's going to happen if I'm not able to ever get my driver's license and if I'm never able to get married on the earth. And my pastor looks at that kid and, you know, that young person and smiles and says, you know, bucko, when you get to heaven, he didn't say bucko, but I'm just thinking, you know, bucko, when you get to heaven, you're not going to be concerned about whether you got to drive that car or not. You're not going to be concerned about whether or not you got to be married. So that's basically the way that he answered that young person. And I'd feel the same way. You know, obviously it didn't happen in the pulpit, you know, but, you know, he told us that story. I thought it was, you know, funny nonetheless because, you know, but the fact that he did that obviously shows that that young person was listening. So props for that. And, you know, in the day of technology where everyone has such a short attention span, you know, people need, you know, if they don't have their device, they need to be entertained every so many minutes or a different thing every so often because attention spans are so short now. Jamie, do you honestly feel like your attention span is shorter now than what it used to be years ago?
Actually, no.
Really? You don't think that over time it can just mess with your attention span?
I think I pay attention more now that I've gotten older.
So you don't think that necessarily messes with everybody's attention span? You mean it's like as new kids are brought up?
The person and the age of the person, definitely.
Because some people, like if they were younger, like if they're, say, 30 now, it might be maybe less than when they were 20.
Yeah.
But it can depend on the, anyhow, you know, I wasn't about the attention span, but I mean, like, it shows that, you know, that people were, that, you know, he was paying attention, you know, to what was being, you know, set, because obviously not all teenagers do that. So you have kids who, you know, might pass notes, you know, might do. Did you kids ever pass notes in high school during class?
Oh, for sure.
Did you ever, Brittany? No, you didn't, right? You never passed one note during class when you're supposed to be paying attention. Or did you?
I think she did.
I'm sure I did. I'm sure some of you might have been playing tap games on the table.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like kind of different things, you know, twiddling your thumbs and what have you. But obviously this young person wasn't. They were paying attention to what was being said. So, but, you know, what we read in Joel is, you know, people, you know, locusts came, people were able to repent. Now, God is not going to send locusts this country for the means of trying to get us to repent. You know, even though America does have things to repent for, and I thank God for what the Supreme Court did on abortion. Left it up to the states, and there is something going on the ballot now that the Supreme Court has, Michigan Supreme Court has ordered be placed on the ballot, and this certain item, I'm going to say, people of Michigan, please pray, please vote, please. But, you know, I'm glad that the states now have the freedom to decide on this issue. Because ultimately, you know, if you're a governor and you want your state cursed, that's up to you. But God loves us. God wants us to be able to repent of our sin. And whatever you've done, you know, God is a just God. He will forgive you of whatever it is that you've done. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how bad you've done. It doesn't matter. Unless you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, there's nothing that he won't forgive you of. Unless you just keep willfully, woefully sinning and doing wrong and purposely breaking hedges, then you're finding yourself into some trouble that it'll be really hard to get out of. So I'm just, you know, that's why in the last days, you know, you should all be, you know, watching out, making sure we're right with God. Because my question to you listeners would be, do you know if you would make the rapture, if the rapture were to happen tonight? It could. Could happen tonight. Could happen tomorrow. Could happen in a year, 5 years, 30 years, 40 years. We don't know. We don't know. Jesus said, I will come at a time that you do not expect it. How or when he's not aware of. I've kind of teased before about this and said that I could be at a football game, or something like that. I could be at a football game, enjoying a football game, you know, hopefully a win and score. Or a leading score up on that scoreboard, game going on. What, you know, watching the, you know, hearing the band play all that vibration and everything else, you know, cheering, you know, like I do, and then hear a trumpet. And it might not be something from the band. It could be the voice of the archangel. If that happened, would you be ready to go to heaven? Or would you miss the rapture for whatever reason you weren't ready? And let me tell you what Jesus isn't going to do. He's not going to say, folks, I'm going to be here in a week, and I want y'all to look good and be ready. My pastor was a Marine, and they never said, here's what the commander would never say. The commander would never say, well, folks, in about 15 or 20 minutes, I'm going to have general quarters, and I want y'all to look good and be ready. No, general quarters, all hands, man your battle stations. This is not a drill. General quarters. Now, if you've ever heard general quarters, that's not a game. It means get on your battle stations, get ready. In other words, be serious. Time to get serious about this Christian walk of yours. And quit, you know, just quit being lazy. The alarm is going off in Zion. Time is short. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. The alarm is going off in Zion. The alarm is going off in the Holy Mountain. Thank you that these listeners will take this word to heart, that they will get right with God, that they will repent of everything and anything and everything that they need to repent of, that they may be ready to go with you in the rapture, whenever it happens. And I thank you, Jesus, for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Now for Football Central. Welcome, everyone, if you've tuned in for Football Central. I'm your host, Miracle Man. And the first weekend of full football is in the books, with the exception of one game tonight that I will be tuning into shortly after this to see what happens with it. So, let's start with some college football, shall we? I say we shall. Now, Michigan, big, huge win over Hawaii. And McAfee has shown that he is the quarterback. Did a great job, you know, throwing the football and obviously making Coach Harbaugh proud with that great win against Hawaii, even though it was a late start. Great one. Also, nice one for Michigan State. And so, in college football, also, Texas A&M, I want to say, or Texas Tech. One of them lost to Appalachian State. Kind of like what happened to Michigan years ago when Michigan was upset by Appalachian State at home opening game, 07. Texas beat, Alabama beat Texas, 20-19. That shows me one of two things. Either Alabama isn't what they used to be, like what they had been, or Texas is coming back into the conversation and is ready to be a key contender again, like they were like 15 to 20 years ago. Because I always feel like in at either the college level or the pro level of football, there needs to be a Texas team right near the top. There can't always be, but it's great when it is. Because I feel like Texas is supposed to be real, if not the king of football, real close to it. Because some of the best high school football players in America come from Texas. Some others come from Ohio. Some come from California. Wait a minute. Did I just say that old word out loud? Oh, whoops. I'm sorry. I mean that place down south. I mean that place down south. During college football season, I try not to use the old word. And that's even though I love the team and I love going down there and all that, but you never know who's listening. There might be people listening who do not like that team at all, and we'll refer to it as Nohio. I've heard of people that are like that. So, and down there, they kind of have this joking thing that during Michigan week, some of them will try to not use anything with the letter M. Like, Ike's happy for Zy Faxley or something like that. Like, where the M should be, they might put X's, you know? Zichigan. It will be Zichigan. It's a funny thing. But, yep, they got a big win too. But Alabama, Texas was 20-19, Alabama. Now, if you remember back in 2009, actually, it was in calendar year 2010, but 2009 BCS, back when they had the BCS, it was Texas-Alabama. And Alabama rolled over Texas, like 38-21. But Alabama had been behind for a little bit. But then Alabama got right back into it and did the stuff they had to do. They won. And Mark Ingram was on that team. And I had seen that man in our football stadium 2 years prior. I didn't talk to him or anything, but I was a witness to him being there. It's kind of what I was saying earlier. You never know what the people you've seen in the stadium will turn out to be. So, my dad, for a little while, we had met someone by the name of Aaron or Michael, I forget which, but we had met a kid through some, I forget how we met him, but he was a quarterback on a high school from Detroit back in 2009 who came to Midland and knocked us out of the playoffs, third round in the regional round of the playoffs. Like 6 years later, I met him. And I asked him, you know, if he had ever played football and that. And he was like, I was quarterback of that 09 Brother Rice team. You guys came up to Midland and knocked us out of the playoffs. He's like, I didn't know. I mean, I like the guy now, but you can see why I had to pick on him for it. But of course, Jamie, you can see why I had to pick on him for it, can't you? Because otherwise I'd be like, you know, I'd have been like, well, why can't we have our season back? Even though it was years later, you know what I mean?
Right.
If I would have known the guy, I would have been like forfeit. That's what I would have been thinking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just forfeit it. We went back in. Because then if they forfeit, then you get to play the next week.
Okay.
In the semis. And because they in the regular season had the same record as Doubted, and Doubted make the playoffs, they went 5-4. That made it even more disappointing that we lost.
Yeah.
Anyhow, as they say, it is what it is, as they say. So there were some surprises in the world of college football. Of course, Georgia just continues to roll. Do I think Georgia's better than Alabama? We'll see. Now, let's go to, because I feel like if I talked about one first, between college and pros, let's talk about the other next. Lions, Detroit, they made it interesting, but they still lost to the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35. At one point, they were down by 17 points. Actually, they scored on their initial drive. At one point, they were driving down the field, but then the quarterback, you know, Jared Goff threw a pick six. But then Jared Goff got his stuff together. Bengals, the team was Super Bowl runner-up last year. Their quarterback, Joe Burrow, threw four interceptions first half, bounces back in the second half, and in overtime. That game almost ended up in a tie, but the Steelers kicker went for a field goal in the closing seconds of overtime and got it. For the Bengals, well, a day late, a dollar short. So they almost finished it. So I think Hude will do great things. Hude. Who do you think going to beat them Bengals? 700 WLW, home of the Bengals. And I think one of the days I might just call in there to, you know, ask him. Because I like the way those certain guys on that channel talk about the Bengals. Now, at night, they've been focusing a lot on the Reds before. I hope that since football season has started, they'll talk more about the Bengals. That's honestly my hope. Because the Reds were like one of those last place teams, just like the Tigers. We'll have to wait and see. But, and so, for high school, Midland went to Flint Friday night. They totally romped Common Ainsworth 56-15. Last year in that meeting in Flint, it was 42-32, so they scored some more and gave up a whole lot less. For them, that's win number two of the season. And it matches the grand total of wins from last year. And also in our division, I'm pretty happy about this. Both Traverse City schools lost. rather big margins too. Bay City Western beat Forever City West 21-0. Davison in a crossover game beat Forever City Central 49-14. For both West and Central, second consecutive loss. So my hope is that Midland will be able to beat them both. And I think we could. I honestly do. And Midland plays Bay City Central on Friday night. And you beat both Traverse Cities and Bay City Central, then boom, winning season. But then you still got to play Bay City Western, and that is a watch. They're a watch because they just beat up on Traverse City West. Traverse City West, and that's one of the teams that Traverse City West is one of the teams that beat us last year. So no wonder why I would say a severe watch. So six games left, then Marquette. Marquette hasn't won one yet. And then they got to play Dow. Dow beat Bay City Central Friday night 29-21. Dow did most of their damage early while Bay City Central was busy shooting themselves in the foot. Penalties, dropped passes, lost fumbles. But then they cleaned it up. But they still lost to Dow 29-21. And I figured that score would be on the 20s on both sides. And sure enough, what do I know? It was. So for Midland, what we have left is Traverse City, Central, and West. Bay City, Western and Central. Marquette. Wow. Could we win all six of those games? Possibly. I would love to win five of them. Five of six. If you win five of these six, then my hope would be that 7-2 would be enough to get us a home game, which would be a big boost after the 2-7. And I don't know about you, but my town, there's something I love about a home football, you know, with the comics in the house. I mean, it's nice to go to a Dow game, you know, once a year or so, but something about the comics being, oh yeah, maybe because I went there, but, think it's redemption time. But Dow won 29-21. How did it go on my predictions? Well, 5 of 6 were correct. Only one was off, and that was I predicted the Lions would win. And the Eagles have been up and down over the years, so that made that pick a little bit of a challenge. But it did turn out to be a close game. And so I was pretty happy about that. All right, folks. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.